The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with season 4 of Total Bellas, episode 2. And oh goodness gracious, there was some trouble in this one, wasn't there?
There was some trouble, and there were some visits to women doctors.
We got to go back to the plastic surgeon's office, y'all.
Yep, it was a thing. I'll say off the top, Daniel Bryan is the best there is, the best there was, best there will be at this television show. That's all.
Bryan is really kind of making it so far. Like, he's adding that very necessary comic relief in this show just because he just doesn't give a crap. Like, the whole... It's kind of interesting that with Cena out of the show, how the whole tone has changed. It's really very interesting. It's not as... So far, drama-filled, it's not as serious, it's very much, much more lighthearted. And last season was that to a certain extent, but this season is just like, we don't care. Whatevs. We don't care. So, this wasn't a, like, what I would call a barn burner of an episode. It wasn't, like, the big splash that the first one made, but this was a nice continuation of the story that they're trying to sell with the show.
Yeah.
And so we start off... with Nia and Nikki, they're in New York, they're all there for SummerSlam, and you know, they're in Nikki, I'm assuming it's Nikki's hotel room, talking about, you know, both being single, and sort of the pressures that come with being single, especially in your mid-30s, which I can relate to. Every person, really, more women than men, I feel like, get that pressure when you're in your mid-30s, because it's, well, you should be married by now, you should have kids, and not everybody follows that path. And while Nikki and Nia both want to follow that path, they're just not ready to. Like, Nikki has been in a long-term relationship, she's coming out of it, there's a lot of baggage that's going to go with that, and she just needs to chill. She just wants to chill. She's not over John, and she's not ready to really throw herself back out there just yet.
She's not ready to jump all in yet.
But, you know, people have slid into her DMs.
They have.
Like you do.
They've slid into the DMs.
But, you know, she's looking for someone that's more like a businessman or an actor.
I like how it was, like, first, like, it was a businessman, and then talked about, like, an actor and stuff. It totally went from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Basically, she just wants somebody loaded, I feel like, you know, that can support her in the style that she has become accustomed, because while she certainly can support herself, there's no argument that she can't. It's always easier to spend somebody else's money than your own. So there is that. But yeah, so Nikki doesn't want to date or marry inside the wrestling business. I don't blame her. So yeah, if she were to start looking outside her or out for a man, friend, boyfriend, whatever you want to call him, it would not be in WWE or the wrestling business in general.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Brie and Nikki. Now, we all know Brie is very self-conscious. And one of the things Brie is not happy with is her boobs.
Nope, and that's the theme of the show. Her boobs is the theme of this show.
And so, one of the things that happens when you're pregnant is your boobs grow. Through the hormones, your boobs get bigger, and then obviously when you have the baby, you get milk, and your boobs get bigger again, and then once your milk goes away, then they pretty much go back to the way that they were before you got pregnant. In Bree's case, hers got really, really huge. She went from essentially a B cup to a double D, and back down to a B. So her boobs are sort of flattened out. They're not as perky. They're a little flat. And so she's not happy with them. She wants them to, you know, be the way they were before she was pregnant. And so one of the things that Brie has been sort of entertaining for a while is potentially getting her boobs done. To sort of, you know, make them...
fuller.
Make them stand up and say hello there.
Hi, look at these things.
So Nikki, being the supportive sister that she is, brings Brie fake breasts. They're little inserts that you put in your bra that, you know, they can make your boobs bigger. And she brought smaller ones and she brought the bigger ones. And so Brie was sort of trying out both just to see if she liked it, to see how she looked with it, to see if she liked it. And then, you know, also that way she can wear them and she can walk around with them and, you know, she can get used to it. And I swear to God, right around this time, didn't I look at you and ask if Brie got her boobs done?
Yeah. Yeah. SummerSlam. Yeah. When they came back. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was like, her boobs are bigger.
Yeah.
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 See? See? Chicks notice these things. Because she was in that white shirt and she was wearing the inserts. And it's like, there it is! You can't see it, but there's a pointing hand motion. I'm like, I knew it! I knew it! I was right! Love it when that happens. I just wish it wasn't about Brie Bella's boobs, but, you know, there you go. So, then we go to Nikki and JJ. They're in the park. Apparently Nikki loves the smell of horse shit. It reminds her of home.
Okay. Like,
weird flex, but okay.
Like, this little segment of the show is so awkward and weird from what it goes to, from loving the smell of horse shit to the vagina tree.
Honestly, I don't know why this got left in, but it did. So, because they find this tree.
It was funny.
It's awkward. Okay. I don't know if it's funny, but it's awkward. And they find this tree, and there's basically a spot where a limb has broken off, and so it's left a gouge in the tree from where the branch broke and, you know, pulled part of the tree off. And Nikki, of course, being Nikki, comments that it looks like a vagina. And JJ is like, a very stretched out, wide vagina. And then she's like, ew. And so they try to proceed to throw a football into the vagina tree. Okay. It was a thing that happened.
It was awkward. It was weird. I don't. Just move on. Next segment.
Going back to Brian and Brie, Brian, Brie, and Birdie all go to breakfast. And they're in an suspiciously empty restaurant.
I mean, you know.
And Brian notices that Brie is wearing inserts. And he starts to give Brie crap about... Or actually, no, they're not at the restaurant
this
yet.
This is before the restaurant.
They're in the hotel room at this point, and basically Brian's giving crap to Brie about the breast implants. He doesn't understand why. He asks if, you know, saggy balls and how it's a real thing, and like, he wants, okay, you know, to get like, a lift to have high, tight balls.
Like he was, they were talking about it, and she goes on to talk about breast implants, and then he talks about, is this the point where we talk about saggy balls? Because she was talking about saggy tits, so go from saggy tits to saggy balls. You know, they're a real thing, and he wants to get a lift, so he has firm, high, and tight balls. And Brian is, like, so full into this. It is the greatest thing ever.
He's just going for it, man. He's being such a smartass about it. And she's sitting there like, God damn it, why did I marry you? So then Brian's looking at Birdie, and he's like, I hope you're happy with your body, and, you know, you don't have problems when you get older. And then comes the real question, right, amidst all of this, which is, can Brie breastfeed if she gets implants? The answer to that question is no. Just for the general listening audience, if you are not aware of this, if you do get the actual physical implants, which we'll get into that later, you cannot breastfeed anymore. So essentially what's going to happen is they're going to put the implant in your boob. You're going to get pregnant and then your boobs are going to fill up with milk and you're not going to be able to get rid of it. And it's going to be extremely painful. So word to the wise to the ladies out there, do not get a boob job before you get pregnant. Do it after, because you don't want that discomfort in your life. Trust me. So that information makes Brie sort of pause because it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe I should think about that. And then Brian goes on to say that he felt that their connection was that they were both all natural and they were, you know.
That was funny.
And it's like, really? Really? That's your, you know, your connection is that you're both all natural. And then, you know, Brian's like, well, you're becoming more like Nicole. And then she pulls out the inserts, which at this point we are at the restaurant.
Within 2 seconds, she whips them out, and he's like, "You don't do it here." She puts them on the table, and Birdie starts squeezing them.
And it's hilarious. But yeah, so we'll get back into that. So anyway, we're backstage at SummerSlam. We see Carmella, we see Drew McIntyre, we see Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Everybody's visiting, everybody's chatting. The Bellas get interviewed backstage. You know, they're there to start their storyline with Ronda Rousey, so they're out and about. And we see Nikki and Brie watch Brian and enjoy Brian's match. So we get that little tidbit in the show.
Brian mentioned how much he polar opposites of he is with The Miz, and we had a whole backstory on that, so that was cool.
Which I really liked. I liked that they filled the non-wrestling audience in on the storylines, that they're basically explaining, okay, this is why Brian and Miz really don't like each other, and then, you know, it's going on to explain sort of the Bella stuff as well, kind of pulling the curtain back, which I know some people won't like, but it's a good way to sort of explain it. to the non-wrestling audience and maybe possibly bring them into that story and attract new viewers for WWE, which that's always good.
So we then get them watching Ronda kill Alexa Bliss. Poor Alexa Bliss. She got destroyed.
Seeing it back in slow motion at certain points, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like, damn, poor Alexa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Now we get to the awkward part of the show. Brie and her mother start to scout talent for Nikki.
So, Nikki's mom, Mama Bella,
she has a plan.
She has a plan. She is good. She is bound and determined to see her daughter move on and be happy, which she's being a mom. She's gonna do the thing. And so she decides, because they're at this swanky New York bar, she's going to find her daughter a man at this bar. Because that's not awkward. Your mother comes home with a man and she's like, here you go. And she just like tosses him to you like a piece of meat. That's kind of where this is going.
Yep.
And so she goes down into the actual bar because, of course, they're up in this private area. And they bring back this very attractive, very, very attractive Brazilian model, male model.
Of course, of course.
He's 23. So just a little bit younger than Nikki.
About 10 years.
And has only been in the country about 6 months. Not that that matters, but he also just learned English 6 months ago. So that could be a little awkward in terms of communication, but good on him for learning English in 6 months. Damn, that's impressive. And his name is Andre.
So they
bring him up.
They scout him out, figure him out.
They ask all the awkward questions. And then they invite him to dinner.
Then they have to come up with a plan how to set up this date.
Because Nikki is opposed to any kind of blind date. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to deal with it. And apparently they're not going to respect that. And so Big Johnny is cracking jokes about how the guy is coming to Thanksgiving or Christmas because, you know, that's a family event like the dinner that's coming up.
He's just cracking up jokes. It was the best. Big Johnny. Okay, the two best people in the show besides the twins are Daniel Bryan and Big Johnny. Big Johnny has perfect timing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how they just don't care and they're just putting crap into this utter awkward situation and making it worse. Like, it's fantastic.
Like, you hated Big Johnny on WWE TV, but on this show, he's the best.
Because, again, it's like he and Brian don't care.
No.
Right? They just don't care.
They don't.
Like, it's just, okay, all right, I have to be here, so I'm going to make the best of being here, and I'm just going to be a dick half the time, but I'm going to be a funny dick, and it's going to work. Like, yeah. That's how this goes, and it's just perfect. Because it's like, everything else, especially some of the stuff on this episode, was awkwardly scripted.
Yeah.
And so Johnny and Daniel kind of sort of saved the day in a lot of this.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So then we get introduced to Maya, who is Johnny Ace's 16-year-old daughter. That's important. Write that down. There'll be a test later. No, there won't. And so basically Nikki meets Johnny and Maya at a restaurant and they're talking. And basically Johnny wants to push Maya into wrestling. He wants to get her into the business like the rest of the family. Maya doesn't want to do that. She wants to be, of all things, a model. Okay. She's certainly pretty enough to be. And so Johnny basically asks Nikki to mentor Maya. And Nikki's like, yeah, of course, she's my sister. I'd love to spend time with her and help her with whatever she needs. So the two of them jump into a car and they start talking. And Maya says, you know, that her dad is really pushing her towards NXT and he really wants her to be in the business. But she has a passion for modeling. That's what she really wants to do. And Nikki's like, well, of course, I get it. You know, having her in NXT is a controlled environment and he knows that, and when I say he, I mean Big Johnny, that she will be somewhat protected. She will be somewhat shielded going into the wrestling business. It's not like she's starting out fresh on the indies and she's got to go find a trainer. She can go to the controlled environment, the safe environment of NXT and be trained using the WWE methodology, which is that they do a lot of protective stuff up front to prevent concussions and injuries and everything else. So by the time she's done with that, she'll be good to go. But that's not what she wants.
No.
And granted, she's 16.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything could change in
Couple years.
So Nikki's like, well, oh my God, I can totally help you with that. And so she's like, well, let's set up a Birdie Bee photo shoot. Because again,
why not?
Real talk. That's a safe, controlled environment for her. She's not just being sent off to a modeling photo shoot with nobody she knows. Nikki and Bree are going to be there. It'll be a controlled environment. Nothing skeezy is going to go on that we know of. So it's there to give her a positive experience.
Yes.
And that's what Nikki's all about. And Nikki's just trying to help.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they both agree on is we're not going to tell Johnny.
Don't tell Johnny.
Again, important for later. So then we go to the plastic surgeon's office, which is a very nice, bright, excessively bright, white office. Everything in it is white, which very wait, minimalist.
Wait, what color was that?
White.
White. Got it. I'm going to put this down because it's going to be test later. She's 16 and white. Got it. No.
Okay. Anyway.
They're two different things. 16 years old was the first answer, and white's the second answer.
Okay. All right. You got to quantify that out.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think I mean?
Moving on. The doctor and Bree's mom goes with her, by the way. So the doctor takes Bree back, and they do the consultation. And the doctor agrees with Bree, yes, your boobs have essentially deflated because they grew to a larger size, and then they shrank back down, so essentially you have a lot of extra skin from where your body stretched out, and your boobs have sort of gone flat. And he asks her if she's happy with this, and Bree's like, no. And so he's like, okay, so you have a couple options. And he has her cover up in the interim. You can do silicone implants, or you can do implants, silicone or whatever the other one is.
Saline.
Or what they can do is they can take your body fat and they can inject it into your boobs and they can grow your boobs that way. So it's a more natural process than just putting an implant in your body.
And they mentioned because, you know, she may have baby number two. Can you do it right after that? So, you know, because you have all the baby fat, do it that way. Which made Bree think a little bit.
Because the doctor was like, oh, you're going to get pregnant again. Then you definitely need to wait.
Yeah, wait.
Because he goes, if you do it, your body's going to change again, and that's going to affect anything that you have now, so you may have to come back and get it done a second time. And Bree's like, oh no, we are not doing this twice. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it once. So it gives her sort of food for thought on it, which is good. And one of the other things that the doctor mentions to her is that because of the skin, in order to get them to look right, she's going to have to go to a very... Essentially, she would probably have to go up to a double D because that's what her boobs stretched out to get them to sort of perk up. Although she might be able to get away with like a C or a D, but you'd have to see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's essentially Bree gets good information. It's food for thought. And it's like, okay, well, she's not going to pull the trigger right now, especially with baby number two on the horizon. So it's let's see where I'm at in a year. Couple years, and I may want to do it, I may not want to do it. But essentially what's spurning this is the fact that she's going back to WWE, and she's around all these young, beautiful girls who all have perky boobs. Some of them have fake perky boobs. So she's looking at herself and she's like, oh.
She doesn't quite stack up.
She doesn't quite stack up. So that's part of what's driving the decision. So in the meantime, she is wearing the inserts to sort of help
boost some self-confidence.
Boost herself a little bit.
Yeah, the self-confidence. Boost some self-confidence.
So then we go to the photo shoot with the girls, and Maya does very well. They say she's a natural. They praise her. They get some really nice shots of her. They do it on a building in New York, and it's a positive experience. A good time is had by all. But then we get to the meat and potatoes of this. The family dinner.
Oh, that family awkward dinner. Lol.
So they've all come up with a plan.
That this would be JJ's buddy.
Which is just all kinds of awkward. And JJ's in the car trying to convince Nikki, oh, you should go on a blind date. You should totally go on a blind date. And she's like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
So going in, this is off to a good start.
And he's like, great. So they all get to the restaurant. Nikki is trying to decide what she wants. She has no idea. And then, you know, Andre texts. He's here. And he conveniently shows up the same time as Brian, who's very confused by the whole thing, and they explain it to Brian.
And he's more confused.
And he's confused, but he has a look of glee at the same time where he's like, oh, it's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So the gentlemen arrive, Andre walks in, and Nikki's no fool. Nikki knows what's up. She knows that this is more than likely a setup because it's JJ's buddy, whom she's never heard about before and never met.
And there's conflicting stories throughout of like, oh, you just moved here, but how did you become JJ? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. And then eventually Mama Bella has to come clean because Nikki and Bree, they excuse themselves to go powder their nose. And Nikki's like, WTF. And Bree's like, not it. So not it this time. Blame your mother. Not it.
Go talk to your mother.
Yeah. Go talk to your mother. So she does. Mama has to come clean. And Nikki brings up, you know, basically, so was your intention to get me laid? And everybody's like, oh, crap. And Andre's like,
Sure.
That escalated quickly. And right. Nikki's like, sorry.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to be blunt. But then on top of all of this awkwardness, we get the other awkwardness, which is Maya, because it comes out that Andre's a model. And so Maya's like, oh, you're a model. You know, I just did my first modeling gig yesterday with the twins for Birdie Brie. And Johnny's like, wait.
His eyes just went, what?
He's like, huh? What? What? And this is when Maya sort of comes clean that she doesn't want to be a wrestler. She wants to be a model. Mm-hmm. And Johnny being...
Johnny,
he's upset that he wasn't consulted and he wasn't told. Because, again, she's 16, mm-hmm. okay? A lot of really bad stuff could have happened. Not that I'm saying Nikki ever would have let it happen, but it's like, she's 16, you're not telling him what's going on, and of course, you know, immediately, it's like, he's been around everything enough to know, generally in the entertainment industry or in the modeling industry, how kind of some of the stuff goes. That it's like she could have been in a very bad situation. Mm-hmm. Or there was the potential she could have been in a very bad situation. So he's like, WTF, why wasn't I asked? Why wasn't I told? And, you know, he's just being a concerned father. Because, again, this is his daughter.
Uh-huh.
And while he's completely cool with Nikki and Brie mentoring her, it's, hey, maybe don't put her in dangerous situations or situations that could be dangerous. So he tells her that, you know, he supports her in whatever she wants to do. And, you know, if she's passionate about modeling, okay, great. Awesome. Just tell me first.
Right. But Daniel Bryan's in there going, like, that's great. You're doing something you're passionate about. And Johnny just gives this look like, Brian, shut up. Just shut up now. Shut up.
He's like, why did Brie marry him again? Right. I feel like that was his entire episode, was just everybody questioning how Brian got in this family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then Nikki, they're all leaving the restaurant. Nikki basically says in front of everybody, including Andre, you know, look, I'm happy and I'm content in my life. And if I want to find a man, I don't need your help to do it. Which is very true. She certainly doesn't. But, you know, basically, she's not ready to put herself back out there. She's not ready to be in a relationship. She just wants to chill.
And if she wants to go have sex, well, just do it. And then Brian's like, he's great. He's 23. He's a model.
And Andre's like, I'm leaving now. Bye.
Bye. But Brian's passion, like, yeah, over the top awesomeness. Yeah.
Brian just being Brian is amazing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're back in San Diego. We're post SummerSlam, and well, Brian and Brie get calls from creative where number one, they're going to do the mixed tag with Maryse and The Miz. So that's awesome. But then it's, they want Brie to do both shows. So essentially Daniel and Brie are going to be gone Mondays and Tuesdays, and nobody's there to watch Birdie.
Mondays and Tuesdays and some weekends. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they also mentioned that this is, in fact, Brie's last comeback, that this is it.
This is it. She's going to have baby number two, and that'll be it. She's done.
Which I think is fair. Yeah. Is it's like, okay, all right, if you want to have the comeback, that's fine. Do the comeback. Get it out of your system, and then let's have baby number two. I think that's completely fair.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, essentially, we end the show with Brian and Brie trying to figure out a schedule that's comfortable for Birdie that can sustain 10 weeks of chaos with them going back and forth and traveling and basically who's going to watch her for the 2 days that they're gone.
Yeah.
Or really, it's actually technically, I think, only one. Because I think Brian is there on Mondays.
But he was on the road.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how all that worked, but
And they worked house shows, a couple weekends of house shows. So it's weird. Or they only worked Monday house shows. I'm not sure. Either way,
we're going to find out next episode how they made it all work. But yeah. So that's how we sort of end the show on a little bit of a cliffhanger heading into episode 3. But like I said, this was a good show. It wasn't like the splash that the first episode made, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it was entertaining. It kept me interested throughout. So that's All that counts.
So, looking forward to episode 3.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Hey, and if you're into Fortnite, use credit code ROCKINSUCK in the item shop.
Ding! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LINSWARD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 3. Till then, bye!